The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon, West Central Florida. It's 4 o'clock. That means it's time for the Bill Bunkley Show. I'm Bill Bunkley. Glad to have you aboard this afternoon as we are getting ready for the weekend, even though the weekend's not here yet. And a quick reminder right off the bat, this is the beginning of the sales tax holiday for all those school supplies. Mrs. Bunkley, young Zachary, and myself were out early this morning to the uniform store to... help support the school as well as the capitalism, entrepreneurship of the uniform company. So we were out in force getting the necessary items from that particular merchant minus the sales tax. So from this moment through Tuesday, you're going to have a chance to buy several things, getting the kids ready to go back to school and not pay a sales tax. Let me also just point out what is the obvious once you start looking at it, that if you are anywhere close to having a need for a new PC, a laptop, or maybe an iPad or something, as long as that purchase is for personal use and not business, and as long as its price is $1,000 or under, you can go out and buy that new laptop, that new device, and save the sales tax. And remember that you just look at a $1,000 laptop, depending on what county you're in, that's a savings of, what, $70, $80, $85 based on sales tax. So we just wanted to give you that reminder right off the top here on the show today. Coming up on today's show, we've got some great segments coming up. Plus, in a moment, I'm going to be sharing breaking news. Head of Health in Florida has declared an emergency here in Florida. We'll tell you what that is in just a moment. Coming up in the first hour, a little bit later on, we're going to have a chance to talk about a very special individual. The individual's name is Sam Piazza. And Sam Piazza is the subject of a brand new movie called Because of Sam. It is a documentary based right here in Tampa, and Sam is a Tampa resident. And tomorrow, Saturday, August the 10th at 12:30, there'll be a showing of the movie Because of Sam at the old historic Tampa Theater. It's next week. Oh, that's right. August the 10th is not tomorrow. So we've got some time. I was working off the urgency for this weekend, but it's going to be next week. And let me just tell you very quickly, this new documentary shows how Sam Piazza overcame bullying, won homecoming king at Gaither High School. Now, keep in mind, this is all the while as he has been challenged with Down syndrome. He is an advocate for people with disabilities. The movie, Because of Sam, gives an inside look at Piazza's journey from birth to the present day, and includes the uplifting perspectives of people who have been impacted by him. Now, Piazza not only overcame tremendous obstacles, but now works tirelessly as a volunteer for Best Buddies and at Gigi's Playhouse, and serves as an advisor for and to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. It's a 50-minute documentary produced by Tampa native Renee Warmack. We'll have Sam with us later on this hour on the program. Then the second hour, we have our regular Friday episodes with Focus on the Family as well as Movie Guide. And we'll have another Tampa individual with us and coming up with Focus on the Family, Dr. David Clark, who actually is a Tampa-based Christian psychologist. He's going to be talking to parents and grandparents, maybe even teachers. Today we'll be talking about five ways parents can equip their kids for bullies they may meet this year in school. That's coming up first on Focus on the Family. Then Dr. Ted Baer himself, the founder and publisher of A Movie Guide, is going to be with us. He'll be talking about the new release, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. We've got some cautions about that. We'll also talk about the reception that Lion King has gotten, kind of a mixed review bag there, as well as an article for Movie Guide by Jesseline Lancaster, managing editor. Did you catch the great is thy faithfulness in the Lion King story? We'll also be talking about the new movie called Harriet that will be out in November, and it is a story on Harriet Tubman's life. And we'll talk about whether her fierce Christian faith will be talked about in that film or not. And that's also an article written by Tess Ferran, associate content editor for Movie Guide. That's coming up in just a moment. Let me give you the market updates before we get to our breaking news of the afternoon, because the markets, again, have been shaken pretty good by the new tariffs that the president is going to be putting on China in a month. That is if we don't get any movement. Now, I want to tell you, the markets made a comeback because the stocks at one point during the day were off a couple hundred plus points at least. And closing out for the weekend, those sellers that wanted to get out probably exited. There were some folks that were already in the mode of buying this afternoon, as some of the stocks that maybe they have wanted to get into reached the bargain level. But for those of you listening on the biz this afternoon, here's your closing numbers. The Dow Jones Industrials closed at off 98.41 to close at 26.45.01. S&P 500 closed down again at 21.51 to close at 29.32.05. NASDAQ, boy, I tell you what, China, all the tech that goes on between us and China, down 107 points. Quite a drop today, even at the close, to close at 8,004.07. And I tell you what, the S&P has just wrapped up its worst week of the year, of this year, 2019. So we're going to be checking with that. The jobs came in this afternoon, 1,000 jobs short. There also were adjustments for June and May, showing a little bit less a job growth than what was originally notated and predicted. And IBM has lowered a 2019 earnings guidance after the closure of the Red Hat purchase. So all of that is happening, including the fact that Beijing said that they will be responding. And the implications are they'll respond in kind to the president raising those tariffs. So we'll be keeping a watch on that as days go forward. So that is your market watch for this afternoon here on the Bill Bunkley Show. Now, the Florida Attorney General has some issues that he has declared a public emergency. Let me just use News Service of Florida as well as Fox 13 reporting this afternoon. There have been 2,000 cases of reported hepatitis A right here in Florida. And Scott Rifkes, who is the Florida Surgeon General, declared a public health emergency actually late yesterday afternoon. He said, and I quote, "I am declaring this public health emergency as a proactive step to appropriately alert the public to this serious illness and prevent further spread of hepatitis A in our state. He has encouraged people to be vaccinated against the virus, which is spread through oral injection or, well, fecal matter. It is important that we vaccinate as many high-risk individuals as possible in order to achieve herd immunity." Guess we're all cows right now. The statement also notes that the Department of Health will request assistance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta to abate the spread of the virus. Now, the health department had previously announced that it will work with the CDC to help curb the spread of the virus, but the department has not said how much help the state is receiving and whether the aid includes additional vaccines. So I want you to be very much aware of that, because we've got an alarming number of those cases that have been showing up. And so remember that all of our public as well as private entities equipped with restrooms, equipped with showers, equipped with bathing facilities that are used by the general public, it's important to keep sanitizing those surfaces in the restrooms or the bathing areas at least once per day with a solution of 1 2/3 cups of chlorine bleach per gallon of water. And as always, you definitely want to be careful when you're using bleach, because that can be highly toxic, and make sure that you are, in fact, watering it down to the proportion of what you're going to have inside that gallon of water. Well, as always, the phone lines are open, and we're here for you. The phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, the national news today, that what a week it's been, and sort of a decompression from the Democrats' performances on the two debate stages, both Wednesday and Thursday. And quite frankly, the candidates have not been finding a warm reception, per se, even from the liberal media press. And I think the reality is coming down that we have on the Democrat side, we have 20 folks, many of which are really talking about some very radical suggestions and direction that they would do if they were to become president of the United States. Many of them talking about these radical steps would be one of the first things they would do in office. And I got to tell you that that dog, I don't think, is going to hunt with a success for the majority of Americans. Now, obviously, liberals and the far radical left, they're rallying around their party, understandably. But I tell you what, conservatives on the right, they're not buying it. And remember that, as always, because of the large number of independents that are going to be voting in this election, there's a general consensus developing that independents are not real excited about these real left-wing ideas as well. And all that means is that as we go ahead and get closer, we're going to be looking in to all of this. Remember, the president Tuesday is going to be coming to the Villages just outside of Ocala, and I'm sure he's going to have an inspiring message as well. And I'm not able to disclose that, but hey, if it turns out in the not too distant future, president for at least our immediate listening area here in Tampa Bay, Sarasota, Bradenton, I-4 corridor, the West End, hearing some discussion that the president may be back before too long and might just be a little more closer to our transmitting operation here in Tampa Bay. But again, a lot of things can happen, especially in scheduling, not only with the White House, but during a campaign, as they are looking at the polling, the trends, the focus groups on a day-to-day basis, some on an hour-to-hour basis, and wherever they think the president needs to go to be before the appropriate audience, that's where he'll go. Well, the phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Remember, we got Sam Piazza coming up, his remarkable story. That and more on the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm. Life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God, one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
Sunday mornings at 9, join Rabbi Stephen Weiler for Heart of Messiah.
And that's Luke 21:24. We go there that when Jerusalem is back in the hands of Jewish people, the blinders will start coming off. That's when the time of the Gentile is being fulfilled.
Heart of Messiah, Sunday mornings at 9 on Faith Talk, AM 570, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back, Bill Bunkley, Friday afternoon, and in a moment, bottom of the hour, I got two guests going to be with me. What a story about Sam Piazza, and unfortunately, he won't be able to be with us today, but we're going to have Jeff Camus is going to be with us, who's Vice President of Media and Public Relations for PDQ, along with Renee Warmack, who's the producer, director, and writer. And we're talking about a documentary filmed right here in Tampa called Because of Sam. And the second screening, of that movie is coming up a week from tomorrow, August 12:30, at the Historic Tampa Theater. And we're going to talk about that because that would be a real treat for your family to see. And again, about a good hometown story indeed. That is really inspiring and really proud. You'll be really proud once that takes place. Well, I just got to talk about this. I think this came out, what was it, yesterday? I think it was yesterday. They've been doing some studies. And what they've been doing a study on is kind of some projections as to whether gators prefer to chomp down on men or women. Now, I know this isn't, this isn't the most important subject of the day, but we kind of lighten things up on a Friday from time to time. And so I saw this story, and the story that as they're analyzing, the particular alligator attacks over the last several years, there is a distinct pattern in terms to the victims, or at least those who have been bitten by gators. And turns out that, males, and I guess the meat, the muscle, whatever we have in males, as an M-A-L-E, is the preferred fare for our alligators. And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the fact that, we hear a lot that there's nothing different between men and women. And even though our very trustworthy scriptural biblical worldview about male and female, binary situation, and not with all of the other derivatives that people have been adding to the definition of a man and a woman. Well, you know, I'm just wondering if this is going to be some additional case in point, if you will, of the researchers who are going to say, well, you know, if gators prefer, you know, a man over a woman in terms of, and by the way, you think I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. If there's a difference, then I wonder if that one day could be used as evidence or reasoning, if you will, for the fact that if gators prefer the taste of male, well, that might prove the case that there are two different, well, binary choices. Well, now, of course, the truth of the matter is that this appeared at Tampa Bay Times, and even though gators may approve the flesh of men, what really is going on here, they look back to 1971, and they tracked the history and the data on alligator bites. And also remember, and I warned you a couple months ago, that when we get into mating season, you got to be very, very careful. If you have small dogs or pets anywhere near a waterway, you got to be especially careful. You know, don't even trust just putting them out in the fence in your backyard, especially if you live on one of these drainage canals. Now, I know they call them waterfront properties, but you know what I mean. If you've got a man-made hole that the engineers put in so that there'd be proper runoff, yeah, you could call it a lake, but, you know, it's not really a lake. It's a runoff. But, you know, oftentimes people will, you know, they'll be sold the waterfront house, and then they'll have the small animals in the back, and then you really, you know, find out that some tragic things can happen. But the main thing is, I don't know whether this is just the fact that more males were in the water or not. Who knows? But I can tell you this. You've got to treat these creatures with respect, especially not only in the mating season, but I can tell you also when mama gator has laid her eggs, stay away. And when those baby gators, they're so cute, they're about, 4 inches long, and there'll be several of them right after birth swimming along, you know, in a school. Know that probably half to three quarters of them won't make it because, quite frankly, they'll be eaten by other gators and other predators. But I cannot believe, this must have been 10 years ago, I was up canoeing, maybe 20 years ago, up canoeing on the Hillsborough River, and came around the corner, and here are these two individuals who had landed their canoe on the shore. They were out of the canoe, and they were standing next to the water, and they were feeding Cheetos to about 10 or 12 baby alligators. Came around the corner, and my first thought, native Floridian, you know, Eagle Scout, out in a lot of Florida habitat. I'm like, man, what are you doing? Number one, get back in your canoe. I mean, like, get back in your canoe now and push off and get as far away from those baby gators as you can. In fact, I don't, and you know the mom is somewhere watching, and I can't believe being on a little shoal, getting out and feeding these little baby gators Cheetos to begin with, which is not part of their diet. But I'm going to tell you what, gators are very fast when they are heading for you in a straight line. They don't turn corners real well. But I tell you what, a gator could have come out of the water, come out of the brush, and been on those two people like white on rice. And it would have been a horrible, horrible scene. So for those of you who are into feeding wildlife and all that type of stuff, you know, don't give them processed food. Processed food is not good for us. It's not going to be good for them. Well, a remarkable story of courage and the life of courage that inspired so many others right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm going to be talking about the remarkable life of Sam Piazza, who has Down syndrome, and what he's had to overcome here in Tampa. My next guest is going to talk about that. We have not only Jeff Camus, Vice President of Media Public Affairs for PDQ. Renee Warmack is going to be with us. She was the producer, director, and writer for the movie Because of Sam. That's coming up next on the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't miss it.
We're here to give you strength between Sundays.
And so one day, he's going to show up.
Short range,
we are going to face God.
Third round of weapons in 8 days. The Mexican government has opened its first shelter in the border city of Juarez to house Central Americans and other migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. who have been sent back to Mexico to await the process. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was off 98 points. This is SRN News.
Does your audio Bible sound like this?
Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Well, it could sound like this.
Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He who sat upon it is called...
Introducing the Word of God audio Bible. It features some of the biggest names in Hollywood, including Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, Blair Underwood, Sean Astin, Stacey Keach, John Rhys-Davies, and more than 100 other performers. Complete with an original music score and movie-quality sound effects, it's a radio drama of the New Testament, word for word from Scripture. You can own this incredible 22-hour audio New Testament when you log on to wordofgodaudiobible.com. And for a limited time, you can download the 2-hour audio Gospel of Mark free. Visit wordofgodaudiobible.com. That's wordofgodaudiobible.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
See the holiness of God. Look at the holiness of God. You look at the holiness of God and the purity of Jesus Christ, the purity of God the Father, God the Spirit, and you will hate your sin.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy. Being an All-Pro Dad is the greatest thing a man can do. But there's one kind of All-Pro Dad who stands above them all, and that's a foster dad. There's no greater hero than the man who steps up to foster a child. Totally unselfish, totally extraordinary. Only 6 in 10,000 will step up to help a child with no home. Put yourself to this test. Are you willing to take a step toward being a truly great man? Learn more.
For the four joys of fostering, go to allprodad.com.
Hey, Bill Bunkley back with the Bill Bunkley Show. And remind you, coming up in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Tampa-based Christian psychologist Dr. David Clark. And he's going to be talking about five ways parents can equip their kids for bullies that they may meet in the coming school year. That's our segment with Focus on the Family. Then we'll head out to Hollywood, California for our discussion with Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. And today he'll be reviewing the new movie Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. And we've got some warnings about that. Plus, a movie I'm waiting to see called Harriet, a movie that's going to be talking about Harriet Tubman's life. And you know that she was a very committed and a fierce Christian. And what she did with the Underground Railroad and all through our nation's history in terms of the slavery issue, that's coming out in November, and we'll be talking about that as well. Well, I tell you what, when you have an opportunity to talk with some folks who are part of our hometown community that are involved with putting together a world-class documentary, it's a very special day. Now, this documentary actually had a chance to have its first showing just a few days ago at the Tampa Theater, and it was nearly sold out. And we've got some great news. You want to get your pencil and paper ready, because when you hear about the documentary Because of Sam, not only are you going to want to go, but if you have kids, you're going to want to take your kids, because I think this is something that everybody should see. Joining me today to talk about this new documentary is Jeff Kamis. He's Vice President of Media and Public Relations for, well, one of your favorite restaurants, PDQ. Joining him today is Renee Warmack, producer, director, and writer. She's a Tampa native, and she graduated from right here from the University of South Florida, Go Bulls. In 2008, she produced and directed and wrote A Community with a Dream, The Founding of the Children's Board. That was a documentary that commemorated the 20th anniversary of the Children's Board of Hillsborough County, dedicated to, well, guess what, helping kids succeed. And her first film, going back, was 10 at the Top in Tampa Bay. That chronicled the careers of top female government leaders in Tampa Bay and shares how they broke the glass ceiling. Well, she knows from what she is talking about in this movie, because she retired from a 20-year government career where she worked in children's services, public relations, and program administration. We welcome both of you to the Bill Bunkley Show, and I am so excited for you to share about this wonderful documentary.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be on.
Good to be on.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, let's start with Jeff. Jeff, tell us about the involvement of PDQ and your involvement with the Tampa Bay community, and why this was important for your organization.
Sure, absolutely, Bill. So Sam has been a team member for PDQ now for about 6.5 years, and just a very, very special young man, which I know Renee is going to tell you much more about today. But when Renee approached us and told us that she was going to tell the story about Sam, it was really a no-brainer for us and for our ownership group of Bob Asham and Nick Reeder to really get behind this and really support Renee and support this venture in any way that we could. And again, she's going to tell you a lot about it today, but it's just a very special story. And Sam has just become a very, very big part of our family here at PDQ and just does so many great things in the community. And again, that opportunity to work with Renee and work with Sam was something that we are very excited about and just thrilled to be a part of.
Well, and I just want to tell my audience, not just PDQ, but the related organizations and restaurants and the big picture there. I won't go into that, but they have been absolutely anchors in our communities for years and years and years. Well, my audience knows that I am staunchly pro-life, which means I staunchly have a place in my heart for kids with all sorts of exceptional needs, and Down syndrome is one that's very close to my heart. And so, Renee Warmack, tell us who this very special young lad is, Sam Piazza, and tell us about his situation and take us back to his early years.
Sure.
Sure. Well, Bill, this is a homegrown story about a hometown hero that's going to transform how the world views people with disabilities and inspire all people to pursue their dreams. I started on this 10 years ago. I saw the article in the Tampa Tribune where Sam Piazza had won Homecoming King at Gaither High School right here in Tampa. And the article talked about his history and that he had Down syndrome. I went to Chamberlain High School, and I was just floored. That would have probably never happened in my high school that a young man with Down syndrome would have been voted homecoming king. I hate to say that, but it was just it riveted me. So I flew off the couch, basically, and just tracked down Ruth Piazza. Didn't know this family at all. And decided to start working on a movie. Had no funding. They had no funding for it, but our hearts were there. I had to put it on the shelf and go back to work in the government. And when I retired in 2017, I picked it back up. And lo and behold, Sam Piazza was working down the street in Carrollwood in Tampa here at PDQ. So I had a little light bulb that went off in my brain. Having grown up here, you know, knowing Bob Basham's legacy, and he was a co-founder, and then Nick Reeder's the other co-founder. I didn't know Nick. And surely Jeff Camus, having been with the Bucks for 10 years, was in my mind. I'd never met him. So I connected with them, and sort of the rest is history. They've just helped leverage their brand and supported with food and funds. And others have come together to support it. But that was the catalyst.
And I want to tell you that, we live, my family and I, we are in Carrollwood Village, so we're very familiar with his story, Gaither High School. And I got to tell you, Jeff, that, you know, the Bunkley family is investing in your retirement at the PDQ here in Carrollwood. And I tell you what, the staff there is just great. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a movie that I'm recommending, Because of Sam. Jot this down. There's going to be a second screening of this movie. This is a hometown documentary. Very, very well done. It's going to be happening Saturday, August the 10th. Not tomorrow, but Saturday, August the 10th at 12:30 p.m. at the Historic Tampa Theater. You can do a couple of things. Number one, if you haven't been to the Historic Tampa Theater lately, well, you ought to go and take your kids, because that's a historic lesson in and of itself. But to be able to see this movie there is very, very special. Now, let me give you the website, becauseofsamthemovie.com. Again, all one word, becauseofsamthemovie.com. That's the website, and we want you to go and take a look at that. And, of course, today we're talking with Jeff Camus, Vice President of Media and Public Relations for PDQ, very much responsible for bringing this to the theaters for you, and Renee Warmack, producer, director, writer. This has been a 10-year dream for her, and it is just a very special situation. Let's go back to talk a little bit about Sam Piazza, because not only do we have the Gaither High School, but the fact that society really wants to write these kids off so often.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I think about them, and we won't talk about this today, but I also think about some of our precious seniors. But, you know, these kids have an opportunity to find exactly what their place is in the world, and oftentimes they're able to contribute in a professional way. Talk about that.
Right. I'll tell you, you know, PDQ has embraced Sam and celebrated him, not just hired him. And so it's really exciting to see, the inclusion and that diverse group of employees there at PDQ. Sam had a hard life growing up. You know, not only did he have Down syndrome, he's overcome bullying. He struggled with a lot of surgeries growing up. And yes, true. It's in the movie as well that his father says that they wanted to institutionalize him or suggested that in the hospital, and John Piazza says it never crossed their minds. There is a high, according to the research, very high prevalence of people finding out ahead of time with testing and termination related to this. So the movie has a great faith theme and also a great theme of what is possible versus what is not possible.
And, you know, this is an important film that I want our audience to go see, because a few of us understand about children, and I like to say they are exceptional children. I'm not real personally excited about special needs, but they're just exceptional kids that have exceptional qualities that can give you an exceptional experience. And I want to tell you what, when you understand and you allow yourself to get close to some of now adults, it doesn't matter whether young kids or adults, but the whole idea about the fact that they may have Down syndromes, but I tell you what, they've got the biggest hearts I have ever experienced in terms of warming your life. And I got to tell you, just got a couple minutes left, but talk a little bit about as these 10 years unfolded, Renee, how has this impacted your life?
Well, the Piazza family blesses anyone that they're around. They are, not only spiritual, but just so loving and inclusive. So it's just enriched me. It has enriched my life to know them. I have different views on people with disabilities and understand Down syndrome so much better than anyone. And it seems like everyone knows Sam Piazza. As I did my research, it's just more and more and more. So many segments. I mean, we have a sheriff's deputy that talks about him. We have Miss Pennsylvania, the sitting actual Miss Pennsylvania, that's one of his best friends through the Best Buddies program. And it's just such a broad segment of this community that knows him in these organizations, Best Buddies, United Way, YMCA, Gigi's Playhouse. He's involved. He's given so much of his life to these organizations and has supported them and has spoken out. And this is what I feel like a movie that's fit for a king, and it's Sam's time to shine. And we just want to take it and take this story, across the globe, actually. So this screening on August 10th, is really an important day for Tampa.
Absolutely. Again, let me tell you, the website you can go to right now, becauseofsamthemovie.com. And becauseofsamthemovie.com, and because of Sam, a lot of great things are happening. Mark your calendar for a week from Saturday, August the 10th at 12:30 in the afternoon. The movie Because of Sam will have a special screening at the historic Tampa Theater. It was almost a sellout last time, and I know there's going to be a lot of promotion for the movie on Saturday, and I really want you to see this movie, and because this is going to be an impact, and your life will be enriched. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to tell you what, my two guests today have really inspired me, and of course, make sure that you get out and support PDQ, and while you're out buying those uniforms this weekend, you don't have time to cook, so go by and get one of those chicken salads. Over at your local PDQ, because Jeff Camus has been with us today, very instrumental in making this project come to fruition. And, of course, Renee Warmack, what a heart, producer, director, writer, both have been my guests today. And I highly suggest that you get out and see Because of Sam, again, a week from Saturday, August the 10th, 12:30 at the Tampa Theater. Guys, thanks for being with us. We got a heartbreak coming up, but my blessings go to you, and just keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
God bless you both. Well, I'm Bill Bunkley. This is the Bill Bunkley Show. And again, becauseofsamthemovie.com, becauseofsamthemovie.com, check that out. And give yourself a special treat next Saturday. I want to tell you what, that we in Carrollwood know who Sam Piazza is. And I'm excited that his life has been documented. A very, very good investment of your time. I'm Bill Bunkley. Take a quick break. Final segment coming up on the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. Be right back. Singing Italian song.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together We can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Excuse me.
Yes?
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
It used to be customers could find or discover your business in just a handful of ways. Now, life is digital, with so many more options and things you need to do. You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? If not, we've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps, touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. The 10-day Stand with Israel Tour, December 2019.
Join Mike Gallagher for the Stand with Israel Tour. Call to book 800-247-1899 or click Stand with Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? Find a job you can believe in and get excited about at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings. They connect devoted people like you with thoughtful employers that share your values. Once you log on and see the quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Log on to ChristianJobs.com. That's ChristianJobs.com.
Who do you work for?
Weekday afternoons at 3. Join Jim and Martha Brangenberg for I Work For Him.
Who do you really work for? Is it your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord? This isn't a trick question. There is a right answer. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him? I am. In fact, I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
I Work For Him. Weekdays at 3 p.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley on this Friday afternoon. Mind you, coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking with Focus on the Family and one of our hometown heroes. That's Dr. David Clark. He's a Tampa-based Christian psychologist who shares with Focus on the Family on a regular basis. Today, he'll be talking with me about five ways you as a parent can equip your kid for bullies that they may meet in the next school year. That's coming up first on Focus on the Family. Then Dr. Ted Baer himself, founder and publisher of Movie Guide, is going to be talking about the new movie Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. I'm going to have some cautions for that one for the little kids. And we're going to be talking about Lion King, the reception that it got or it didn't get, as well as the fact that there's a song for Christian followers, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Make sure you didn't miss that in The Lion King. We'll be talking about that. And a new movie, Harriet, based on the light of Harriet Tubman. And, of course, she is well known for her fight against slavery, the Underground Railroad, and the many people that she helped to flee the South. I'm going to be talking about that as well, so don't miss the second hour of the program. Well, you can get trashed out there in the public for being an advocate of Donald Trump, and it can cost you dearly. And every now and then, well, you might be rewarded dearly and gratefully. Do you remember the name Kathy Zhu? That's Z-H-U. Zhu. 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 Kathy Zhu. Well, if you lived in Michigan, certainly one of the states that Donald Trump is hoping to win again as he pulled his upset off in 2016. Well, she was the former Miss Michigan. And if you remember that she was stripped of her crown. And why was she stripped of her crown? Well, she says it was because of her outspoken conservative values. Well, sometimes making the right stands can cost you dearly. And as we like to tell you as Christians, you know, when God closes one door, he always opens up another door. Well, a new door has opened. Guess what? Kathy Zhu, whatever, former Miss Michigan, she's got a new boss. Guess who her boss is? President Donald Trump. That's right. You know, there's something out there called the Trump Campaign 2020. And they announced that she is going to be serving on the staff, paid, in the Division of Women for Trump Coalition Advisory Board for the upcoming election. This coming to us from CBN News. And this actually went out on Twitter, on the Team Trump Twitter. Here's the quote. Team Trump welcomes Kathy Zhu to the office, to the official Women for Trump Coalition Advisory Board, said the account. Kathy is a patriot who has continued to stand for American values despite being stripped of her crown. Thank you for your support of President Trump. And as you can imagine, Ms. Zhu said she is, quote, so excited to be on the advisory board and was later seen already speaking at a Trump event. And so just keep an idea that no matter what happens in life, there's a life lesson here. And we're having some fun because it's the president's campaign. You know, there is injustice that happens every day. And people have awful things, unjust things committed against them on a routine basis. But we who are Christ followers know that nothing gets past God in heaven. And I want to tell you that if you commit your life to living the kind of life that is outlined in scriptures, and for us that have given our life to Jesus, we know that there are setbacks, there are storms, there are delays, there are interruptions. But if we will just stay cool, stay focused on the Lord, you know, whenever a door closes, another door opens. And you know, and I know, there's countless stories of people out there who have been fired, who have been on a job for a long, long time. And just because of loyalty, familiarity, or whatever it is, just, you know, they probably would have never quit. And then something happens and they get let go. And so they're out looking. And next thing you know, more times than not, they end up getting a position they enjoy more, they like more, and sometimes pays more. But if it hadn't been for what seemed to be a very dark moment, they would have never had the opportunity to move on. So, Miss Kathy, you just do a good job advising that women's coalition, get that out, coalition group there for the Trump campaign, and hope you're on that team that's going to bring them to victory. Well, we're going to take a time out in just a moment and remind you that the Bill Bunkley Show will be continuing on AM 570, AM 910, 102.1 in Lakeland FM. And so if you want to come over and find out some ways that you can keep your children from being bullied in the next school year and find out what Fast and Furious is all about, the new movie, well, Join me on the other side. And for all others, hey, we'll catch up with you Monday at 4 p.m. Look forward to seeing you here.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Amazon recently announced that it will no longer sell books by Dr. Joseph Nicolosi and others which help people deal with unwanted same-sex attraction. With this, we've crossed a new boundary in the no longer latent authoritarianism of the sexual revolution. In Judaism and Christianity, your nature is defined by God. In ancient Greek thought, it was defined by nature. Our modern ongoing sexual revolution threw all of that aside and said that you define yourself. Your will decides your identity. But now, even that restraint is being thrown off, and a one-way door is erected in its place. If you want to self-identify as gay, you can, and help is available. But if you want to self-identify as straight, the help window is slammed shut. Amazon is moving in a chilling direction, from online bookseller to online book censor. I'm Jerry Boyer.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence has announced his withdrawal from consideration.
President Trump has withdrawn the nomination of John Ratcliffe to be the Director of National Intelligence. Ratcliffe says he was humbled and honored to have been considered for the position. The president says he will name another nominee soon.
Correspondent John Scott, President Trump says there was too much resistance to the nomination.
I think he would have had great Republican support, probably would have had no Democrat support, which would have been nice to get some. But I think he would have done fine. But it would have been a long, hard slog.
Last week, the president had accepted the resignation of current Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats. An arms treaty signed by President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is now null and void. Both the U.S. and Russia have pulled out of the INF treaty, with the U.S. accusing Russia of violating the agreement, saying Russia has consistently violated its terms for years. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the demise of the INF treaty is a serious issue.
Therefore, we will react in a prudent and responsive way. We will not rush to conclusions, and we will make sure that whatever we do, we will do it as an alliance in a coordinated and measured way.
Correspondent Mike Hempen reports Texas Congressman Will Hurd has become the ninth House Republican to say they will leave.
Hurd's exit puts the GOP ahead of the pace it set before the last elections, when 34 of its members stepped aside. That was the GOP's biggest total since at least 1930. It also showed how Republicans are struggling to cope with being the House minority party, the partisanship that currently exists, and President Trump's tweets.
Republicans say they don't expect this election's retirements to reach last year's levels. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 98 points, but the NASDAQ plunged 107. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
House Oversight Chairman Elijah Cummings confirms that someone tried to break into his Baltimore home last weekend.
The whole thing occurred early last Saturday morning, hours before the president tweeted that Cummings' Baltimore district was a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. Cummings was home at the time of the incident and says he scared the would-be intruder away by yelling. After learning of the attempted break-in, Mr. Trump tweeted, "Really bad news. The Baltimore house of Elijah Cummings was robbed. Too bad."
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget and debt deal today. The measure permits the federal government to resume borrowing to pay its bills and sets an overall $1.37 trillion limit on agency budgets approved annually by Congress. It also ends automatic spending cuts and eliminates the prospect of a government shutdown in October. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senator Lindsey Graham is facing resistance from Democrats as he tries to reduce the number of children being separated from their parents at the border.
Democrats and many in the media have launched relentless attacks blaming President Trump when children are detained in separate facilities from their parents after the family crosses into the country illegally. As head of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Graham has advanced a bill to increase the number of days a family can be held together from 20 to 100. It would largely defang the attacks on the president. Republicans barely advanced it out of the Judiciary Committee this week, with Democrats avowing it will not pass muster before the full Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
News of an alleged Amazon theft ring involving contract delivery drivers is unlikely to make a dent in the online shopping giant's massive business, but it may make people more wary of letting deliveries into their house when they aren't there. A nascent project from both Amazon and Walmart. It involved Amazon contract drivers stealing items that were being shipped to customers or returns. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Hey, we're back. It's the second hour of the Bill Bunkley Show on this Friday afternoon, the second today of August. And well, I'll tell you what, we're excited about our two segments this afternoon. We're always excited when we get a chance to have both Focus on the Family and Movie Guide as part of our showcase for a Friday afternoon. And especially pleasing today, on our Focus on the Family segment, we have one of our own Tampa Bay residents that is going to be on the show today. That's Dr. David Clark. He is a Tampa-based Christian psychologist, and he's a regular on Focus on the Family. And today, he's going to be joining us talking about five ways parents can equip their kids for bullies that they may meet this year. And I'm looking forward to that, and that's going to be a great discussion coming up in just a few moments after the break. And coming up later in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Dr. Ted Baer himself. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, and today he'll be reviewing the brand-new movie Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. Now, this is a little bit more adult than the past Fast and Furious movie, so you'll want to get this review. Also, we got a couple articles to talk about. We'll be talking about Lion King and Great Is Thy Faithfulness, as well as the reviews, and the new movie Harriet coming out in November about Harriet Tubman. All that and more on the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away, because I'll be right back.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled A-Q-U-A-P-O-W-D-E-R-Z.
Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse.
The Word of God audio Bible is a radio drama of the New Testament, word for word from Scripture, voiced by some of Hollywood's biggest names. Own this 22-hour audio New Testament. Log on to wordofgodaudiobible.com. And for a limited time, you can download the audio Gospel of Mark free. Visit wordofgodaudiobible.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Thinking about a career change? How about your dream job on the staff at a local church? At churchstaffing.com, you can find your true calling and a new career with meaning. Churchstaffing.com has listings for hundreds of jobs in churches all across the country, for pastors and worship leaders, secretaries, accountants, facilities and maintenance, graphic designers, IT specialists, and much more. Best of all, it's free. Find the ideal job for you at the perfect place. Visit churchstaffing.com. That's churchstaffing.com.
Saturday mornings at 8, Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin.
And if I have to go into foreclosure, what are the implications of, since that house is not in my trust, can they attach a lien against the trust?
All right, well, the general answer is if you own it and you control it and it's all for your benefit, it's reachable by a creditor unless it's exempt.
Ask an Attorney, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
Hey, we're back. It's Friday afternoon, and that means the first segment up at 5 o'clock is always a visit with our friends at Focus on the Family. And I'm extra excited today because our contributor, who is a regular contributor for Focus on the Family, is actually someone that lives right here in the Bay Area. And he is a Tampa-based Christian psychologist. And for all of you getting ready to go back to school, you know that today is the first day of the sales tax holiday, and the Bunkleys were already over at the uniform store dropping much too much money for a uniform as far as the uniform store is concerned. But, you know, it's the sales tax holiday. You get the chance to save between now and next Tuesday on all of the items that the legislature said were approved, and there's some dollar amounts your merchants can help you with. But, hey, now's the time to take advantage of the no sales tax the next few days on school supplies. Well, as we're looking at school, I want to use that as a segue because I have a 13-year-old. Many of you have children and grandchildren. And unfortunately today, it's kind of like it's always been, but very magnified because of cell phones, internet, social platforms. You know, kids can sometimes be, well, just downright mean. Sometimes it's mean in language, sometimes it's mean in name-calling, and sometimes they'll just rough you up because there's still bullies in the world. Well, how would you like to have parents something to equip you with to help you and your children, well, for some of the bullies that they might meet during this school year? And we're going to give you five ways to look at that. And to do that, Dr. David Clark is with us today, and through his Bible-based teaching and therapy, Dr. Clark guides people right here in Tampa toward healthy lives, healthy marriages, and healthy families. He's also a very popular speaker and a successful author. Let me also say that back in 86, Dr. Clark has been, since 86, he's been in full-time private practice right here among us, where he has worked extensively with individuals, couples, families in therapy, and through his entertaining as well as very practical seminars, he presents God's truth in the areas of emotional well-being, relationship building, and developing the great skills that good parents will always try to strive for. And with that, Dr. David Clark, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Thanks, Bill. My pleasure.
Hey, tell us a little bit. Now's the time where a lot of parents are getting geared up. How old is this activity called bullying? I know that I was back in grade school back in the 60s, and as I was coming up, and we certainly had a couple of folks that liked to rough you up, either going to school, coming to school, or in a school locker room. This isn't new, is it?
Oh, no. Man, it goes a long way back, and it starts very early on. My little Nancy, our third daughter, was in kindergarten, first day of kindergarten. This was years ago. And some little punk threw sand in her eyes in the sandbox.
Mm.
Sandy being tough, we kind of prepared her. She threw sand right back in that little punk's eyes. He cried his eyes out. No problems. So it happens quick.
Yes. And depending on the school, if it happens on the school grounds or on a bus, if you're utilizing a bus for transportation, say a school bus, part of this whole issue depends on how serious either a school administration or a bus driver really takes this idea of bullying, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and I wouldn't get my hopes up. If you're in a public school, you can just forget about it. If you're in a Christian school, it's a little more variable. But my point is you've got to not always intervene on behalf of your child. You've got to teach Timmy and Susie how to deal with it on their own. We're getting them ready for bullies that will be in their life forever. There's a bully in every classroom, every sports team, every workplace. So they need to learn how to do it themselves, because you're not always going to be able to walk in when the guy's 30, hey, stop bullying my son. That's not going to work.
Yes. And I want to tell you, Dr. Clark, that, again, my son is 13, and I've had, or my wife and I, she's a little more proactive in one side of this, and that is I have tended to be a little standoffish when it comes to some of the bullying. Verbal bullying, I should say, because I really subscribe to what you just said, that, you know, we can be overprotective or quite over the helicopter mom and dad deal, to where our kids never really deal with adversity. But I've always been ready that if there is more than just the, you know, boys being boys, little, you know, mutual pushing and shoving, but I've always been ready to hop in if I've got, you know, some young lad that's going to continue to threaten physical punishment. Talk about that. How do parents deal with that? Because I tell you, I'm in the middle of recovering from a bone marrow surgery from a leukemia, and I have myself and I have my spouse. And oftentimes, you know, I'm the one that has gone through the trauma, but it's the spouse that really takes on more of the ownership. And so we as parents, we don't like to hear when our son is bullied or our son is told off. How do we handle that? Because it really does hurt.
It does. I mean, everybody kind of gets traumas, guys, because you live and die with your kids. First of all, Bill, you want your child to always come to you and tell you what's going on. If there's bullying, you let them know, like, I want to know. And from that point, then depending on the severity, you may have to do some intervening on the school level. But again, I wouldn't get my hopes too high. The kid needs to see you. I'm protecting you, doing my best here. However, I'm a huge believer in getting them ready for the bullying and then role-playing and practicing at home to get them tough enough, because they're going to face the bullies. They're going to have to just take that to the bank. And if they can respond appropriately, the bully moves on to somebody else.
Hmm. Now, let me give you a couple of references here, resources, if you'd like to hook up with Dr. David Clark. And again, he's right here in Tampa. That website is DavidClarkPhD.com. That's DavidClarkPhD.com. And by the way, you might want to pick up a copy of his newest book. I love the title, Parenting is Hard and Then You Die. Again, new book by Dr. David Clark. That website to connect with him, DavidClarkPhD.com. Well, I'll sit back a little bit. Tell us about some of these steps that parents can take. We've always taught, we've kind of done a little bit of that as the introduction. So Walk us through the full package on what we can do to get equipped for the new school year.
Okay, here's the deal. We've already kind of covered step one, Bill, and that is you pretty much stay out of it. You want to teach your children how to handle it. You're not always going to be able to intervene for them. Now, clear threat of physical harm, serious emotional damage, different story. You'll do whatever it takes. But in the interest of the belief that and the truth that you're going to have bullies forever, you stay out of it. Step two is you have to teach your kid to show no weakness. Now, an only child is a little more sensitive. We've got sensitive kids, emotional kids, kids on the spectrum, special needs kids. They're going to be targeted, but any kid's going to have to face it. So you practice and role play with your kid. I've done this in my office back in the day and with my own kids. You practice and role play until your kid can stare back at you and show no visible response, blank face, nothing. You're careful, but you'll use criticisms. You'll frame it. This is what's going to happen. I'm playing the part of the bully, Timmy, Susie. Most parents don't do that. Well, you know what? If you don't do that, they're not going to be ready. If you kind of toughen them up on the front side, boom, they're going to be ready. No reaction is the best reaction for a bully. They want a reaction. They want tears. They want you to be upset. They want you to suffer. If you give them a blank slate, that's not much fun. Now, along with that, step three is to train your child in the art of verbal comebacks. You can try the ignoring the insults, but that usually doesn't work. What I like to do is get the kids to memorize a series of calm, witty, sometimes humorous and sarcastic replies to the bully's taunts. Your basic bully doesn't want to deal on an ongoing basis with a prolonged match of wits. They're just not up for that. And so if you can zing back, if you can teach your kid to zing back, then that's not much fun, and that should send the bully down the road. That's what we're hoping for anyway. I'll give you some examples of this. The response, and again, this is you're playing to the crowd as well as to the bully, because bullies hardly ever do it alone. If you can get one snicker or two out of the crowd around the bully, you got it going on. So your kid would say to the bully, "You must be really insecure. You don't like yourself, do you? You must hate yourself. You know, that's sad. You're on your way to becoming a criminal. I wonder what prison you'll be in." Verbal abuse always comes from jealousy. Google it. Or, this is a little nasty, but sometimes you have to be nasty and righteously angry. It's tough when your IQ doesn't reach three digits. I mean, these kind of just, you know, boom. The bully doesn't expect that. And most of these bullies aren't exactly geniuses. So you know what? That will throw him off his stride. And that's what we're looking for. And again, you're playing to the crowd, which brings us to step four. And this is critical. And this can sometimes happen with these comebacks. If your kid can get one other kid, probably his sex, to stand up for him, to side him with the bully, then that is a tremendous deal. That will help him. Bullies don't want two. They only want one. So that will be huge. If you get your kid, they have to, it's like a survivor. You got to get an alliance. You got to get somebody on your side, somebody that will come to your defense. The deal will be, I'll help you if you help me. Bullies single kids out of the crowd, and they try to destroy them. So if you can get one kid to be on your team, and if that kid is kind of funny and witty and has a smart mouth, man, so be it. That's what we're looking for.
Let me interrupt, because when you're doing that, I want to tell you from even my experience, and I know everybody listening probably has a bullying story, maybe more so the guys listening than the gals that are listening. But I tell you what, oftentimes a bullying situation comes up in a locker room, and you just got to stand your ground, and you got to be careful, because on one hand Jesus says turn the other cheek, but the other half is in these environments you've got to somewhat assert yourself and say, you know what, I am going to stand my ground here. But always beware, like I tell my son, when you're playing around, remember, just like an NFL football game, sometimes the one who kind of, strikes first doesn't get caught because the teacher sees the second one. But I can also tell you, I remember a story of a guy, this way back at Hillsborough High School, and he was a amateur boxer, and he had his senior year. Well, he was particularly having words with this one other kid. And this other kid said, hey, you know what? You want to take it outside? Let's go to the parking lot. Well, as soon as that happened, I mean, the rest of the kids standing around saying, are you kidding me? You know, do you know who you're going up against? Kid went out in the parking lot, and the professional boxer knocked him out with one punch. You know, that's all it took. But you know what? That boxer never, not only didn't give that kid any more problems, but was always very cordial with him. Talk about that, because it backs up what you were just saying. You just kind of stand up to a bully, and you got a great chance of taking care of your problem.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's step five. I taught my kids from an early age, you never strike anyone, any kid or anybody else first. That's not going to happen. I'll punish you for that. That's a sin. However, if any kid shoves you, kicks you, punches you, if you are attacked, then you immediately respond. You've got my full support. I'll take out of the school if I have to. We'll go somewhere else. I will fight for your rights in front of the principal, teacher. I don't care. So, and that's happened with Nancy, her first day in kindergarten. So, and some other issues, some of the kids. So, yeah, you do strike back. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to want one of my kids or the kids of the people in the audience to be beaten like a drum. If you take it, you're going to get beaten up every day the rest of your life. So that's a good example you had, Bill. You fight back. Even if you lose, you have scored respect points, and the bully is going to move on.
How do you – first of all, I absolutely, totally support all steps, including the last step, and I'd be on the same page. But I know there are moms and dads listening right now who are very much, understanding of the turn the other cheek, and they're just thinking, man, I don't know how you can do that. How can you really do that? Expound some more about, this is a child growing up, though you may have people giving you verbal abuse later in life. It's not so much the physical abuse, but part of this is just, unfortunately, the training that you have to do. And in some ways, it's a tough love, but reiterate that, because I know there's some folks listening not necessarily buying into that part of it.
Oh, I know, and they're good people. I've had many in my office. 1-2 punch. I say, look, what your child is really doing is confronting sin. Everywhere we find sin in the Bible, bullying is certainly a sin. Verbal abuse could be physical. This is sin, and in a sense, they're confronting that. But number two, I say, do you believe for an instant that God would want your child to be emotionally eviscerated, humiliated, destroyed, self-esteem shredded by turning the other cheek to a bully? Not just once, because it's never once. You do it once with the wrong person, you're going to have to keep doing it from then on out, and your kid will be emotionally destroyed. I've seen adults in my office who were bullied, didn't tell the folks, or they told their parents, even worse, nothing was done. They've got 2 years of therapy with Dr. Clark. Okay, I'll get that done. God'll get the glory, but you can avoid that. Turn the other cheek is almost always in the context of if you're trying to lead that person to Jesus. Okay, well, this is not the context here. And oddly enough, the story you told kind of reveals this, Bill. If you stand up to a bully, the only chance you're ever going to have of leading him to Christ is by getting his respect. Mm-hmm. If he beats you, that is never going to happen. He continues in sin. So that's the way I describe it. And I can give you 100 stories of kids who did not stand up. Their parents wouldn't let them stand up. And they're basket cases now. Mm. Passive, weak, self-esteem gone, confidence destroyed. I mean, that's not what God wants. There's a time to fight back.
Listen to the voice of someone who really knows all about this, Dr. David Clark. His website is davidclarkphd.com. David Clark with an E. CLARKEPHD.com. Something that we haven't covered and may not be part of the five steps, but if and when, a two-part question, or when and if, when do I approach the parent of a kid that's giving my son, the business issue? Obviously, when it gets physical, that's going to happen, but is there an intermediate step with either the parent or when you're picking up school and you know who the bully is, you're walking by, I mean, you as a parent do and if and do you say, hey, man, just letting you know, I'm well aware of what's happening here. So, you just better think about all your steps. Do you get involved like that, not get involved, and when?
I'm a big believer in not getting involved. You don't really go near the bully's parents unless you know them personally. They go to your church, they're neighbors of yours, and there's a decent relationship. And it could be they can't control their kid. Okay, whatever, you might. But most of the time, the parents of a bully are bullies themselves, frankly. Or they're so uninvolved, they're not going to give you any satisfaction. And what they're going to do, because they're dumb and they're dysfunctional, is they're going to talk to their kid. They might raise it, they might not, but if they raise it, it's in the context of, well, guess who came down to the house? Well, they won't do anything to the kid. And so that's going to give the bully more fuel. So you just avoid the bully's parents. I have, in 33 years, never seen that work. So I wouldn't bother with that. And I really wouldn't even go near the bully. These kids, and they're getting more evil and vicious all the time, they don't even flinch. I mean, back in my day, if a parent came up to me, I would have wet my pants. But this is not the case now. They're hardcore. They're narcissistic. They would even enjoy a parent coming up. And then they'd use it against your kid. Your mom came up to me, and I blew her off, or your dad had the nerve. Right. They don't care. We are dealing with hardcore kids, criminals in the making. So yeah, I'm more in favor of you train your kid. You get them tough and strong. Now, there's a line. Sometimes I wouldn't go near the bully or his parent friend. It's probably a waste of time. But you might have to involve the administration for some kind of steps in addition to training your kid.
I'll tell you what, great advice. And I know at Zach's new school, they've got an assistant principal that is the guy in charge of all bullying, rumors of bullying, et cetera, and they make it real clear with all the parents. It's a Christian school that they have a zero bullying policy. So everybody's told that up front. Hey, I got a great book for you, and that is Parenting is Hard, and Then You Die. I tell you what, you need to pick this up. Dr. David Clark, my guest today, new book that he's released. And by the way, if you'd like to connect with Dr. David Clark, go right now to davidclarkphd.com. That's davidclarkphd.com. And we really thank our folks at Focus on the Family for our segment this afternoon. And, of course, Dr. Clark is right here in Tampa. And so, David, thank you so much for being with us. Very wise counsel this afternoon, and I hope that many, many parents had a chance to take this in. But thank you for being with us.
No, I appreciate it very much. Thanks.
God bless you, my friend. All right, coming up next, we're going to head out, from right here in Tampa, going to head out to Hollywood, California. Dr. Ted Baer with Movie Guide is along, and we're going to be talking about the new movie, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. We'll also talk about a new movie, Harriet, which is a story on Harriet Tubman's and her faith. And we'll talk about that on the next segment of the Bill Bunkley Show. So don't touch that dial. A lot more coming up this afternoon. I'm Bill Bunkley. We'll be right back.
W262CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he thinks the confirmation process for his nominee for Director of National Intelligence would have been a long, hard slog. Mr. Trump told reporters Friday before leaving Washington that Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe is an outstanding man and said he was treated unfairly by the press. The president says he'll be reviewing three other candidates this weekend to succeed Dan Coats, who resigned last week. A lawyer for the officer accused of using a chokehold in the death of Eric Garner says his client is disappointed an administrative judge recommended his firing. But the lawyer says he remains cautiously optimistic the officer ultimately won't be dismissed. Attorney Stuart London said Friday that Officer Daniel Pantaleo did nothing wrong and plans to keep fighting for his job. Pantaleo was suspended Friday, pending a final decision by Police Commissioner James O'Neill. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 98 points. This is SRN News.
You didn't sign up for a dull marriage. So get a free ebook from Family Life, Stronger Forever, a 6-week plan to put the zing back in your relationship.
Log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger. Again, it's free.
You'll also be entered to win an adventure with your spouse on Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
It used to be customers could find or discover your business in just a handful of ways. Now, life is digital, with so many more options and things you need to do. You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? If not, we've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Sunday afternoons at 12:30 and 6:30. Listen to Calvary Church Radio with Dr. Willie Rice.
So, church, listen to me. The gospel mission advances when you carry it to the next relationship.
Calvary Church Radio with Dr. Willie Rice, Sundays at 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and FM 102.1.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones House.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. It's Friday afternoon and a very special treat today because not only do we have our regular segment with Movie Guy today, well, we have my good friend, founder, and publisher of Movie Guy, Dr. Ted Baer. And I continue to marvel at the great work he and his staff is doing, not only to keep us informed about the movies, but their missionary work to a big mission field of all the elements that go into making the Hollywood movies, as well as work not only nationally but around the globe in trying to educate about how to make a good movie, but also how family-friendly and some of the movies that, you know, if you don't go too far with the R and the rest of stuff, guess what? They're the ones that make money. And Dr. Baer will tell you that over and over. With that, Dr. Baer, good to have you with us this afternoon.
Oh, you know, I love being with you, and I'm glad you sound strong and wonderful, so it's great to be with you.
Well, I had to get up for Fast and Furious. You know, I had to kind of get myself geared up.
Oh, you're gonna jump out of the helicopters, grab onto a truck, drive off a cliff.
Yeah, I might do that in front of a green screen.
Got it.
There you go. Well, Harry, let's get into it because, you know, we got The Rock that has converted himself from
WWE, most of the time, the Now Movies. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. This is at least a little bit of an action movie, right?
Well, every Fast and Furious is action. It's just nonstop action. There's a lot of good stuff in this movie. Of course, it involves a virus that can kill the world, because every one of these movies is about something that can kill off the whole world if we don't, if we don't trap them. So it means the jeopardy is very high, because your life is at stake. My life is at stake. So Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham has to get joined up together to find Shaw's sister, so that they can, she's just put these virus under her skin to sneak it away from the villains. Anyway, it's a pretty simple plot. It's the same plot as always. You know, I interviewed Dwayne The Rock when he started off doing movies, Disney movies, and he told me he always wanted to do family films. And Fast and Furious used to be very family friendly with a lot of violence. So it was older kids. But now they're putting in a little bit more foul language. And at the end of the movie, they even put in some profanity, which isn't necessary, and violence and a reference to polytheism. Although the good news is they have a positive reference to God, and they are pro-family. So they're trying to be all things to all people now. So they're drifting away from being something that Movie Guide would support at our gala or whatever else. And I'm wondering, I know Evie does my interviews with Dwayne, but someday we'd like him to get back to doing family versions of his films.
Mm. And for the Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, quality 4, which means that it's well made. But again, because of that content, that's going to disqualify them from probably getting a recognition at the annual awards. They're going to get a -2 on this. And it just goes back to the fact that it looks like, especially some of those producers you're working with, some of these folks get it and some of them still don't get it, do they?
And some of them start sliding away. And, I looked at a new staff member who came from Charisma, which we love dearly. And I love Steve Strang. And, we're talking about the people who've come to the gala, such as Jennifer Lawrence and such as, Lindsay Lohan in the beginning said she was Christian. And, Dakota Fanning said she was Christian. Her mother, every time I interviewed her in the beginning, she was, and they drift away. So fame is just a powerful tool of the adversary to suck people away from the good, the true, and the beautiful. And I'm proud of people who stand for the good and don't bend, who keep the faith. Mm.
This is the voice of Dr. Ted Baer. And right now, I put this as a mark on your home or office PC, movieguide.org. And you'll want to drill down much deeper for the Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. We only scratched the surface. And remind you that there are two great apps to download as well for Android and iPhone. And remember, this is a ministry. This is an outreach of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to all the elements in Hollywood. It's a 501c3. So as you are praying about how you can make an impact, please keep this ministry in mind. We weren't scheduled to talk about this, but let me just slip this in real quick if I can. And I want to ask you about, just very briefly, about The Lion King and the mixed reviews, discussions that are going on. Any of this surprise you or your thoughts about the national commentary on the latest release?
Well, we get into the same hole and problem and, beware presumptuous and we all get into it. The news has a whole approach that if it bleeds, it leads. So they accuse Christians of being the villains, et cetera. They lump us all together. And as I say, they're bad people in the church, but the church is good. They're bad Christians. They're probably not really Christians, but anyway, Christianity is wonderful because if we follow Jesus, we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And so there's a whole group of really wonderful people in the church that love to bash anything and accuse Hollywood of being. And Hollywood is not monochromatic. I mean, in Lion King, my favorite part is I'm listening to it, and I know Hans Zimmer, who's composed the music, and I've interviewed him at Cannes and talked to him for a long time, many years ago, and he's a very committed Christian. But he worked in a couple of very biblical songs. He put in Great Is Thy Faithfulness, The Lion King. But look it up on Movie Guide. You can listen to Great Is Thy Faithfulness, which is wonderful, although somebody in my office put the wrong title. But and Simba Is Alive, the first part of it, is the hymn, which is amazing. And, of course, other words, Spirit with Beyonce is very Christian. So you can listen to those and say there's a lot of Christian reflection in the movie. The movie has less of the, the little Mesquite and everybody else being annoying in many ways. It's clear they're totally different. And the monkey, who's supposed to be the priest, is totally different. He hits people with his staff. He doesn't create magic. In fact, he doesn't create any magic at all. So, what we look at is the ontology, the epistemology, the semantics, the syntactics. We look at the whole thing. There's a lot of good. It is an allegory about accepting responsibility, about stepping into your father's shoes, about doing the right thing. It doesn't say that the father is one of the stars in heaven. He says that if you look at the pond, you can see your father and yourself. And, of course, when I look in the mirror, I can see my father and myself. And when I look at my son, he just did a press conference in Louisiana. I can see myself in there. So, he's not stretching into some new age spiritual area, but you can do whatever you want. I love the hubbub. It's certainly one of the best films out in the year. And as long as people are releasing movies, people will try to find fault with them. And sometimes the fault is accurate, and we should always be discerning and careful.
And I'll just say, add mine to it. By the way, we actually segued it into something I wanted our audience to be aware of. Go to movieguide.org, movieguide.org. Jesse Lynn Lancaster, managing editor for Movie Guide, she has offered an article, Did You Catch Great Is Thy Faithfulness in The Lion King? And so that's one of the articles that we're showcasing today. And I'll just say that in the age of, toxic masculinity, which I beat up pretty good yesterday because Gillette's losing a lot of money, that I was just glad, especially for Disney, that the maleness of dad and the bond with the son and the importance of that, Dr. Bear, I'm just glad that that was clearly evident while that relationship was alive.
And there's a lot of good stuff in it, and we can always find bad stuff everywhere, so that's it. Yeah. But much less than Hobbs and Shaw, unfortunately.
Yes. Just giving you a warning. Hey, by the way, that website is movieguide.org, movieguide.org. We're talking to the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Bear. And I'm glad that Dr. Bear is with us today because coming out in the fall, more toward November, and those of you who are my audience, you know that I'm a real history buff. And so one of the heroines in terms of the whole slave issue that we had in America, followed by the emancipation, but Harriet Tubman is a very important Christian woman, a Christian woman that was involved with the Underground Railroad, got a movie coming out entitled Harriet in November. Dr. Bear, I know that Tess Ferrand, associate content editor with Movie Guide, has written an article of Will Harriet Shine a Light on Harriet Tubman's Fierce Faith? Talk about that.
Well, there are a couple of things going on here. One, this is the most popular topic that I've had in my class. I've had several people in my class, including a big film financier and including the winner of our Kronos Prize for professional authors. So we've had people write about Harriet Tubman. I don't know whether any of their efforts led to this movie, but I do know that the director directed Black Nativity, which was nominated for the Epiphany Prize. The star of Black Nativity came, and a lot of the people came there. And that was one of the greatest allegories of the Nativity that I've seen, and one of the most faithful and one of the most beautiful, and brings tears to your eyes and joy to your heart. So I'm hoping that putting all that together, it'll make it a good movie. However, if you look at the trailer that's running, and I never look at trailers for this very reason, it doesn't make you think that Harriet Tubman was Christian. It sort of makes you think some opposite. of things. And trailers are cut by the studios. And one of my friends, who's the head trailer cutter for Disney, which some people like to bash under any circumstances, but one of my friends who cuts the trailers, who's in charge of cutting the trailer, said he'd love to cut the trailers differently, but they always tell him you have to have a certain amount of violence, you have to have a certain amount of action, you've got to have a certain amount of sex in it, you can't put this in it, you can't put that in it. So, you know, one movie had almost no high school movie, had no sexual innuendo at all, but somehow he found the one kiss in the movie to put in the trailer, which got people like our program right now to talk about it. So, you know, beware of the trailers. And I'm hoping that it's going to be as good as the real story. And I'm hoping some of the people who took our class actually got involved in it.
And I'm curious, because you and I have had several conversations through the years, especially when we're going to be able to take in a historical movie or a movie that's built, you know, based on a true story. There are certain things that you always have to expect some adjustments. But once again, especially with the national dialogue today, unfortunately, about the racial divide or the non-divide, depending on your point of view, and the reparations and all that's out there, I'm kind of a little bit reserved and suspect because of there's a lot of political angles that could be put into this story or not put in this story that have nothing to do with the history of what happened with this woman, especially her faith. Any thoughts from you about that as particular this one with the national conversation?
Well, we see these movies always drifting from history because the studios want to reach what they say four quadrants. If it's a big movie, if it's a small movie, then they just, you know, talk about appealing to everybody. But they always water down history to a large degree. And if you saw Lincoln, which is actually a very good movie, they watered down history a lot. And they even had Lincoln use an expletive, which he abhorred and commanded his troops, you know, in the Civil War not to use any expletives. So history gets distorted through the lens of the movie industry because they're trying to condense something into a very short period of time, 90 minutes to 2 hours. So what you do is you have to read about it first. You got to know about it. Harriet Tubman was driven by Jesus. She said she heard God. That's how she escaped many times from being captured. I mean, I've read these scripts that have been submitted for Kairos Prize and things, so I'm immersed in this history. And hopefully some of the history will come through. You know, some of the history of movies that people love, The Wind and the Lion, which you don't remember because you're too young, with Sean Connery and, you know, Candace Bergen, who looked beautiful in the movie. Sean Connery played an Arab Moroccan bandit called Razuli. And they had the Secretary of State actually said, you know, Razuli dead or Petticaris alive. And they had it was set by Teddy Roosevelt, which it wasn't. And Petticaris was a 93-year-old Greek man living in Ohio, didn't have an American citizen. So the history was completely different. But it's a great yarn. So, you know, what are you going to do? And Gladiator. Gladiator has it using the longbow. Longbow wasn't introduced until England fought at the Battle of Agincourt. So let's, you know, but you've got to know history to be able to do this. You have to understand, and especially your kids, because let's say with Gladiator, I went to my daughter's school and the head of the history department said, oh, we're using Gladiator to teach history. And I slapped myself on the forehead and said, oy vey, why? Because if you forget history, you're doomed to repeat it. If you forget the truth, you're in serious trouble. You got to remember the truth that Harriet Tubman did this because she was following Jesus Christ. She wasn't doing it because she was out for fame or fortune or anything else. She wasn't a radical leftist. She wasn't politically correct. She was trying to save her people and save a lot of other people in the process.
And remember, you can go to movieguide.org and pick up and read that article by Tess Farland. Again, Harriet's the name of the movie, and so the article is, Will Harriet Shine a Light on Harriet Tubman's Fierce Faith? Hey, we got about a minute left. One quick question, Dr. Bear, and because Georgia is our neighbor to the north right here in Florida, a lot was said over, what, a month or two ago about the huge boycott of Hollywood of Georgia. Anything going on with that? Any updates? Are they following through, or what's your perception?
Well, I hope they follow through, and I hope Georgia stops giving money to movies because it's the richest industry in the country, and I think they don't need taxpayers who are very needy to pay it. And I've heard from people in the government in Georgia that, you know, they're taking a strong stand. They just don't want to be manipulated by Hollywood, and this is the best news I could possibly imagine. I love Hollywood. I love my friends there. I'm not being anti-Hollywood. You know, when you got billions of dollars and you're giving J.J. Abrams a $500 million contract, you really don't have to take some poor person's Atlanta's got a lot of poverty, and you don't need to take their money to finance a film that's going to make $2 billion at the box office.
Mm. Well, Dr. Baer, I know that your son and your grandchildren are in from down under, Australia, and you're going to be spending some time with them today, so we're going to let you get back to your family. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Dr. Ted Baer has been our guest again this afternoon. Honored to have him with us with his busy schedule. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. That website is movieguide.org, movieguide.org. Hey, download that app for your phone, whether it's Android or iPhone. Because remember, oftentimes you may be out and about with the family, maybe at the mall. Hey, let's catch a movie. You want to go real quick to make sure it's someone, a movie that you'd like to see, and also some great articles with that. Dr. Ted Baer, thank you so much for being with us, and we very much look forward to our next visit.
Oh, thank you, Bill. God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you. Enjoy the family. Take care, Dr. Baer. All right, that'll wrap up the Friday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. What a great show that we had today, and highlighting a couple of Tampa folks that have made this show very, very special. Well, remember that it's back to school time, and for all of those qualifying products that you need to get your youngsters ready to go, tax-free. That's right. The legislature's given you a tax-free opportunity. And so between now and next Tuesday, especially tonight and this weekend, hey, check out what's available out there. And remember that if you're going to use it for personal and not business use, you can buy a laptop, you can buy a computer, an iPad or whatnot, as long as it's $1,000 and less. And if for personal use, you don't have to have a youngster going to school. So, hey, check it out, because a purchase like that for $1,000 is going to save you, oh, $70 or $80, depending on your county and depending on what's happening with the tax. Well, coming up next, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, on his radio ministry today, Living Truth. 24. That's right. The topic is 24, part 202, and that's coming up in just a moment, so make sure that you stay tuned for that. Well, I'm going to start saying goodbye, and I'm going to have a great weekend with my family, but until Monday at 4 o'clock, till we gather again, we'll be keeping an eye on all the news, all the issues. We'll have it then. Until then, God bless and good afternoon.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.